Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade. Right now, I'm digging into the history of incredible infrastructure projects of the 1930s, including the Hoover Dam, the Empire State Building, the Golden Gate Bridge, and more. The promise is in the title. History That Doesn't Suck. Available on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
3 day weekend.
Yeah, man.
We all just had a 3 day weekend. And it was fun. 20 minutes from now, we're going to get to an AMA. Any question, any topic, phone lines will be open. 404-726-0929. Be sure to get your questions ready. You can also text us or tweet us. Tuesdays at this time on this show for years now, Brandon Adams has joined us, host of the Dog Nation Daily Podcast, and we've always enjoyed it. We've always enjoyed talking to BA, but for the first time ever in our conversation with BA, he's in studio. So we welcome to the Kia Studios, Brandon Adams.
What up, B?
We are face-to-face talking in person. What a difference that makes.
It really does. And I mean, you know, we've all met before. We've seen each other, but it's been quite a while. So to what do we owe the pleasure?
So we are now next-door neighbors. Our Dog Nation World Headquarters Studios, literally about 10 steps from where we're talking right now. So I thought, why not just walk over and do this in person?
That's really cool. That's awesome. So is this going to be an every Tuesday deal?
I certainly am happy to be here. I guess whatever works for y'all works for me.
I mean, we're always here on Tuesday, so yeah.
Yeah, we're never on remote on Tuesdays.
We're never remote on Tuesdays.
Like the most, like the least common remote day, so there we have it. And there's also a lot to talk about today as well because of the SEC meetings going on down there in Destin. We can get to what Greg Sankey said yesterday, but let's start with what Kirby said today, which is that he thinks the biggest issue facing college football right now, the thing they need to fix first, is that transfer window that happens in December. What did you make of what he had to say?
Well, I think that's pretty common for coaches. I think they're not that stressed out about compensation. They don't worry about NIL. But I do think the expansive nature of the portal, two different windows, one of them being post-spring, that's the thing that keeps coaches up at night. Whatever you have to pay the players, I think they'll figure out because most of these programs have, you know, access to revenue. But this lack of certainty month to month, year to year, about what your roster is going to look like, who's going to be on it, that is the one thing that I do think coaches want to fix. Now, I don't know when it gets fixed, but if you could give them the power to change anything, that's the thing they want to
change. What did you think about some of Sankey's comments? Because it ain't whiny, BA, but it's whiny.
Yeah, so obviously it's pretty volatile, I'd say. Now, he talks in kind of a monotone way, so I think you only realize after the fact, oh, he's taking a shot at somebody. It's sort of only true after the fact, but I don't think the expansion to 16 teams is a good thing. And even though I do believe the SEC deserves more playoff teams and certainly like the ACC and the Big 12, the idea of these automatic qualifiers, I don't think that's a good idea either, because what's going to end up happening is, let's say you do have that, 16-team playoff, four SEC teams. That means how you get in the playoff is going to be determined basically solely by how you perform within your conference play, which means you'll have non-conference games, but the win, the loss won't be consequential. And so now what you run the risk of, and this is the thing that a lot of our folks who are listening right now love college football just like we all do, what you run the risk of is taking the one thing that's made college football very special, the value of the regular season. We don't have load management. We don't have meaningless regular season games. We have pretty high drama week to week. That's why the sport's still so much fun. But if you make this change, I do believe that's the kind of tinkering that could potentially break something you can easily go back and fix. I don't think you want to get into a situation where Georgia playing Clemson last year, Texas playing Ohio State this year, where those games essentially become glorified exhibitions where the loser just sort of shrugs their shoulder and say, oh, well, you know, we'll see if we can make this up during conference play. But that's what you're running the risk of having happen for college football right now.
I'll ask you the follow-up that I've asked you a lot of different times about different stories that have taken place in college football, which is, okay, I agree with you. I agree with that. But do you think that that's enough to turn off enough people for it to matter in a big picture? Because you know what I mean? Like, they're weighing all of these things against, like, yeah, it might devalue the regular season a little bit. They're all still going to watch.
Yeah.
And it's going to make us more money at the back end in the playoffs. So we again, I've asked you that a thousand times about, yeah, that's bad. Do you think it's bad enough?
What's is it Ernest Hemingway, the old line about things happen slowly then suddenly? I think I worry about this a little bit where if there's any erosion in fan support right now, it's happening so slowly we can't even see it. But that doesn't mean that one day it doesn't happen suddenly. And look, right now, and I think we've talked about this before, the games are so good. And like the games are so good that it's impervious to the sort of, I think, kind of sort of not always quite so smart tinkering that people at the top want to do. But that also creates a level of hubris where all of a sudden now you sort of use that as permission structure to say, we can do whatever we want to try to like get more money because people are going to still always going to watch the games. Well, guess what? Back in like, say, 2005, 2006, people would have said the same thing about NASCAR, and look what's happened to it over the course of the last two decades, that things don't always – they're not always guaranteed just to sort of continue in the same manner they've always gone.
I don't know if I ever asked you this. What is your thoughts on the 8 or 9 SEC games?
I think 9 is better than 8. And I'll tell you what the problem that would have solved a year ago. Now, I could give you, I think, several reasons, but let me give you one that always kind of comes to mind for me. We had a situation a year ago because so few of the top teams played each other where I think at the end of the year, and I say this as someone who's obsessed with SEC football, I don't think we really knew, well, how does this team fully compare to this team or that team compare to that team? And we had, I would say, somewhat playoff-level teams such as, like, say, Alabama, Ole Miss, South Carolina. They lost 3 times. They were excluded from the playoff, but they also played different schedules than, like, say, Texas played. If you have a 9-game conference schedule, more of those teams would play each other. Mm-hmm. And if you really are going to get 4 teams in the playoff, whether it's official automatic qualifiers, that's just what you get selected to have, I think you'll have better certainty as to who your 9 games are. Plus, when you look at the overall like TV ratings, things like that, which I only partially care about, people really like SEC versus SEC competition. So by giving a 9th conference game, now that ESPN seems willing to pay for it, I do think in that particular instance, you're giving people more of what they want. And I do think it makes your tiebreaker scenarios at the end of the season a little easier to sift through because you'll have more common games between the top teams.
Brandon Adams joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy in studio, host of the Dog Nation Daily podcast. Follow him on Twitter at Dog Nation Daily as well. One of the things that Greg Sankey mentioned in his answer about some of the future decisions that are being made is what's best for college football, mm-hmm. right? And whether or not someone else is doing what's best for college football, he doesn't need to be lectured on what's best for college football. Does he have an obligation to even really worry about what's best for college football at large, or is his focus more on what's best for the teams that are in the SEC?
Yeah, I think that's a really good question, and we could probably talk about that for a very long time.
Oh, you didn't know this.
When
guests say good question, we celebrate.
That's also a little bit of a crutch to sort of give me a chance to think of an answer to, just to be completely honest.
No, it wasn't. You just really love the question.
So let's compare Greg Sankey to Kevin Warren for a minute. Kevin Warren, when he was Big Ten commissioner, blew up all of college athletics, brought USC, UCLA into the Big Ten, Washington, Oregon followed. And then shortly after that, he just left, and he's the president of the Chicago Bears now. So that's clearly someone who was only kind of using college athletics as a plaything until he found the job, I guess, that he really wanted. I do think, by comparison, Greg Sankey is a college athletics lifer, so maybe by just instinct, he thinks more about the true best instincts for, plan for college athletics going forward. But ultimately, his bosses are the university presidents and their athletic directors who represent those university presidents. So in the short term, probably what's best for the SEC is the job he gets paid to do. But if nobody ever thinks about what's best for college football, then what we're going to end up with is not going to be what's best for college football.
Yeah.
So where do they go then? I mean, because all I'm just waiting for, what is it, 98 days? I just need college football.
Wow. Yeah.
I think it's less. I think it's like 95 or 4.
I take that.
Yeah, you're closer.
When are they trying to fast-track all this in European before these 90-whatever days?
Randy, to slightly change the subject, they don't even know how many guys are going to be on the roster a few weeks from now. The House settlement is supposed to determine whether or not there's like a roster cap of 105 people. We've been talking about this for at least a year. Mm-hmm. We're to the deadline of this being decided. They don't even know that. Like, they are literally building the rocket ship as it's flying through space.
Yeah, they don't know that. They don't know how many conference games they're going to play. No. They don't know how many teams are going to make the playoffs.
We're talking about for the 2025 season, right?
Yeah, they have the schedule in place for the 2025 season, but they don't have the long-term schedule in place beyond this year, and they don't know what their roster limits are going to be. They have no idea.
When they're not committed to 12, either for this year, 26 playoff.
Like, yeah. Oh, yeah. We could have.
It could be 16 the next time we have a playoff. Like, they don't have a plan for that either. Yeah,
beyond this year, things are going to look wildly different.
It is remarkable to me, and again, it shouldn't be because we've been covering this the whole time, but like, how many people have just sort of looked to the next guy and been like, well, maybe he'll do it. And then he looked to the next guy and he was like, well, maybe he'll do it. And ultimately, no one's done it. And here we are. The deadline coming. Now, deadlines spur action, we always say on this show, and maybe this will be the thing that gets some of this stuff done. But it is pretty wild how many people have made a lot of money not making any decisions for what the future of some of this stuff looks like.
Let me give you one thing to think about as it relates to that, though. We are also coming into a world in the very near future where ESPN's business dynamics about to change. They're about to start offering an a la carte service that's not connected to cable. A lot of the money that college football has raked in recent years has been coming from the traditional old school kind of cable model. I'm still a cable subscriber, for instance. I do think this easy, you know, kind of faucet of money that always seems to run, that was really nice and good when cable and ESPN sort of functioned the way it always did. Let's see what it looks like when people now have to pay $30 a month for ESPN that don't kind of have the traditional cable model. I wonder if some of that also spurs change, too, because the business of TV that college football has raked all this money from, that's also about to really, really change. And that could be the kind of thing that sort of forces college football to sort of figure out, okay, exactly what kind of structure do we want to have for the foreseeable future?
Hopefully something forces it. They've had time. They haven't done it. That's another one of those things, too, where it's like, oh, we'll just do it a la carte, charge $30. They'll pay it.
Yeah.
And they've been right so far.
I'm about to say.
Because I've subscribed to everything.
Yeah, just watch your team.
Just to watch my team.
Yeah.
Yeah. We watched a game. What was it on? It was on TikTok last year. I mean, Washington played Illinois on TikTok.
Oh, is that right?
No, not really. But it's coming. It's coming.
Before you know it, I would have believed it, I guess.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade. Right now, I'm digging into the history of incredible infrastructure projects of the 1930s, including the Hoover Dam, the Empire State Building, the Golden Gate Bridge, and more. The promise is in the title, History That Doesn't Suck. Available on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Washington played them on Craigslist. They are streaming it live on Craigslist. Thank you, BA. Brandon Adams in studio. Always love the conversation. Follow him on Twitter, at Dog Nation Daily. We'll come back and get to an AMA. Any question, any topic, phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. Call us up, ask us anything, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade. Right now, I'm digging into the history of incredible infrastructure projects of the 1930s, including the Hoover Dam, the Empire State Building, the Golden Gate Bridge, and more. The promise is in the title. History That Doesn't Suck. Available on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.